الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى says إن الذين آمنوا Indeed those people who accept Iman وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ and carry out good deeds. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ For them are gardens of paradise. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. Rivers of pure milk. Rivers of pure water. Rivers of pure milk. Rivers of pure wine. Rivers of pure honey. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن pure water in Jannah will be rivers of water which will never become foul وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه in Jannah will be rivers of milk The taste of which will never change. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرِ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ In Jannah will be rivers of wine, very tasty for those people who will drink from therein. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى And in Jannah will be rivers of pure honey. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, indeed those people who accept iman, وَآمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and carry out amale saliha, carry out good deeds. For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. Rivers of pure water, rivers of pure milk, rivers of pure wine, and rivers of pure honey. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ, that is the big success. That is the big success. Mansions, homes, nice cars, millions of dollars, pounds, businesses, shops. They may be considered as successes, but not the big success. There is only one big success, the success of the hereafter. فَمَنْ زُهْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the one who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and granted entry into Jannah, indeed he has become successful. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, each soul will taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and all of you will be given their rewards in full. All of you will be given their retribution in full on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, the one who will carry out an atom of good, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, the one who will carry out an atom of evil, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have appointed scribes upon you. I have appointed two angels upon you who are continually writing everything. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, your actions and your words. When a person utters a single word, word of good or word of evil, good or bad, khair or shar, there is an angel ready to note it down. Each and every word of ours, each and every action of ours is being noted down. So much so that these angels have been granted the ability to understand our intentions also. So when a person makes a firm resolution to do good, the angel writes that good down also. And when a person makes a firm resolution to do evil, when he makes a firm resolution to do evil, then the angel will write down that evil also. So our firm resolutions, what we say, what we do, each and everything is being noted down. And on the day of Qiyamah, our biography, our whole life will be presented to us. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. This day is coming, my friends. The day of Qiyamah, when we will be commanded to read our book of deeds. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابٍ يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, We will be aided. Iqra kitabak, read your book of deeds. Read your own biography. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alika hasiba. You yourself is enough for reckoning. As a reckoner, you yourself is enough. There is no need for an angel to reckon you or Allah to reckon you. You yourself will understand where you stand. When we will browse through that book, our book of deeds, our biography, what will we say? Mali hadha al-kitab la yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. This book is so strange. It has recorded each and every minor and major item of my life. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever they had done in this world, they will find everything in that book. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Rabb will not oppress anybody. Everything will be precise. At that moment, when we will see our goods and our bads, the khair and the shar, and when we will realize that we will not be from the people of Jannah, we will be from the people of Jahannam. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْذَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. At that time we will wish that there was a very long distance between ourselves and the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You will be retributed for whatever you have done in this world on the day of Qiyamah. And at that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will retribute us, there will be two categories. One will be deprived from the fire of, one will be deprived from the bliss of Jannah and thrown in the fire of Jahannam. وَمْتَاجَ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. The mujrimeen, the guilty ones, will be separated from the people of Jannah and they will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. And the other group will be saved from the fire of Jahannam and granted entry into Jannah. Allah says, فَمَنْ جِهْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ. Those who will be saved from the fire of Jahannam, وَوُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and granted entry into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَاز. Indeed, they have become successful. And it is this success that has been declared as the big success in this other verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, those people who accept Iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and carry out أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ, carry out good deeds, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ, for them are gardens of paradise. تجري من تحتها الأنهار, under which rivers will flow. Rivers of pure water, rivers of pure milk, rivers of pure wine, rivers of pure honey. ذلك الفوز الكبير. That is the big success. So for the big success, my friends, for entry into Jannah and for safety from Jahannam, we have to do two things. Iman and amal saliha. Simple, only two things. Iman, amal saliha. This is the whole plan. This is the whole strategy. This is the whole program. Iman and amal saliha. What is Iman? Iman in simple words is to believe in everything that was conveyed to us by our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a shadow of doubt whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not. Iman is to believe in each and everything that was conveyed to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not. This is iman. And alhamdulillah, we have this basic iman. We have this basic iman. So from the two parts of the program, one has already been accomplished, alhamdulillah. The other part is وَأَمِنُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, carrying out amale saliha, carrying out good deeds. Whenever we mention amale saliha or good deeds in our day-to-day life, our minds only go towards the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody says to me that if you carry out good deeds, you will go in Jannah, so immediately my mind will go towards salah. Do. Perform salah, zakah, saum, fasting, hajj, umrah, tilawat, dhikr. The do's. Do's is half of amal sadiha. The other half is the don'ts. So those people who accept iman and thereafter carry out amal saliha means those people who accept iman and thereafter carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahum jannat, for them is jannah. Not only for those people who carry out the do's. Jannat is for those people who carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. To carry out the do's and abstain from don'ts is known as amal-e saliha. It is also known as taqwa. It is also known as istiqamah. It is also known as complete iman, perfect iman. And it is also known as Islam. In our day-to-day terminology, we use Islam in the place of Iman, Iman in the place of Islam, and it is permissible. Okay, it's a language, no problem. But in the terminology of Sharia, Iman is belief, and Islam is practice. So a munafiq, a hypocrite is he who has Islam in his life but no Iman. He has Islam in his life but no Iman. He will never be able to enter Jannah, because without Iman a person cannot enter Jannah. So Iman is belief. Inna alladhina amanu. Iman is belief. Wa amilu salihat amal saliha. Amal saliha is Islam. The do's and the don'ts of the whole deen. The do's and the don'ts of Allah. And Islam is to submit to the will of Allah. That means to carry out all the do's and to abstain from all the don'ts. So amale saliha, Islam, taqwa, istiqamat, four different words, but they convey the same message. If my friends, we have after iman, amale saliha in our lives, the do's and the don'ts, we carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world is ours and the hereafter is ours. Hereafter is the big success. So if a person accepts iman and he carries out good deeds, Allah will grant him the big success. So if Allah grants a person with amal-e-saliha big success, why will he not give him the smaller success, which is the success of this world? So these two things guarantee success of this world and the success of the hereafter. And deen comprises of iman and amal-e-saliha. Iman, amal-e-saliha. That is why we hear over and over again that our success and the success of the whole humanity, our success and the success of the whole humanity lies in deen. Our success of this world and our success of the hereafter. The success of the humanity in this world And the success of the humanity in the hereafter lies in Deen. And what is Deen? Deen is Iman and Islam. Deen is Iman and Amal Saliha. Deen is Iman and Taqwa. Deen is Iman and Istiqamah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and he asked certain questions to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From amongst those questions, the two prime and important questions were, Mal Iman, what is Iman? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmul akhir wa an tu'mina bil qadr khayrihi wa sharrihi. He mentioned all the beliefs, the fundamentals of beliefs. Then Jibreel said, Mal Islam, what is Islam? What is Islam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Once you believe, then you have to proclaim. This proclaiming is Islam. Iman is the action of the heart, and proclamation is the action of the tongue. So Islam, that you bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and you bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Number one. Number two, وَتُقِيمَ salah, you establish salah. وَتُوْتِيَ zakah, number three, you give zakah. Number four, وَتَصُومَ رَمَضَان, you fast in the month of Ramadan. وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And number five, if you are able to, if you have the means, then you go and perform hajj. Actions, amal, amal saliha. What is Islam? Islam consists of five things. أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. But Islam does not consist of five things only. All amal belong to Islam. All the do's and the don'ts. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say this in reply to the question of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, what is Islam? And by mentioning these five things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the whole deen. These are five titles of deen, five headings of deen. And under these headings, the whole deen comes. The whole thing comes by saying Al-Islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to all the do's and don'ts related to the tongue, or rather all the do's related to the tongue. Wa tuqima salah, by saying establish salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to all the do's of the body. Wa tu'tiya zakah, by saying give zakah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to all the do's related to money, all the monetary ibadat. Wa tahujja al-bayta in istata'ta ilayhi sabila, by mentioning hajj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to body and money. Because in Hajj, you need to spend money and also exert effort with your physical body. And by mentioning fasting in the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to all the dawns. Because when we fast, from dawn until sunset, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam asked two questions. What is Iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the fundamentals of all beliefs. So when we look at the books of Aqaid, we will find 35, 40, 50 Aqaid. All these Aqaid will fall under these subheadings. An tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa an tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. under these seven fundamentals. And all the amal, the do's and the don'ts will fall under the other five. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, tuqim as-salah, tuti az-zakat, tasum ramadan, tahujj al-bayt. So the whole deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in simple words. And thereafter, the point I'm trying to emphasize is, that Iman and Islam combined together is known as deen. And another name for Islam is taqwa, istiqamat. So Iman and Islam combined together, Iman and Amal-e-Saliha combined together, Iman and Taqwa combined together, Iman and Istiqamat combined together is known as Deen. Because after Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam left, 3 days after, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, do you know who that person was who came and who was questioning me? Because he came in human form. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Rimajmain said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Only Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dhaka Jibreel. That was Jibreel who came in human form. And why did he come? Liyu'allimakum deenakum. To teach you your deen. So Iman and Islam put together is deen. Allah here is saying, Iman and Islam, or Iman and Amal-e-Saliha will result in the big success. And we hear this announcement over and over again. Our success and the success of the whole humanity of this world and the hereafter lies in Deen. That is, lies in Iman and Amal-e-Saliha. Let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that the goal from today will be to preserve this great ni'mat of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already granted us. And with that the aim will be to make sure that Amal-e-Saliha is in our lives. And what is Amal-e-Saliha? All the do's. Carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts. If we perform salah, if we give zakah, if we fast in the month of Ramadan, and if we perform hajj only, and we disobey our parents, we don't abstain from disobeying parents, we don't abstain from consuming alcohol, we don't abstain from backbiting, we don't abstain from slander, we don't abstain from jealousy, we don't abstain from pride, arrogance. Deen is not in our lives. And if you make a list of all the do's, the compulsory do's, the do's fall into two categories. Compulsory do's and voluntary do's. The don'ts also fall into two categories. Compulsory don'ts and voluntary don'ts. Haram and makruh tahrimi is compulsory don't. We have to stay away from haram and makruh tahrimi. And makruh tanzihi is voluntary don't. If you abstain, Allah will grant you extra reward. If you don't abstain, Allah will not question you. Fard and wajib is compulsory do. Sunan muakkada, in many circumstances, is compulsory do. Sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat and nawafil, voluntary do's. If we do them, alhamdulillah, Allah will elevate us more. And if we discard them, Allah will not question us on the day of Qiyamah. So if we make a list of all the compulsory do's and all the compulsory don'ts, and if we assess our lives that how many percentage of deen is in my life, we may come to this conclusion, my friends, that we have only 20% of deen in our lives. We have only 30% of deen in our lives. The don'ts related to the ear, the don'ts related to the eyes, the don'ts related to the tongue, the don'ts related to the inner self, the heart. How much are we practicing? So let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that inshallah, from today we will try to learn our deen as much as possible. Whatever we already know, we will try our utmost to practice. What we don't know, we will try to learn through authentic, reliable ulama. We will learn through authentic, reliable. Social media is not authentic, reliable source. Google is not authentic, reliable source. YouTube is not authentic, reliable source. authentic reliable source. And what is the authentic reliable source? Authentic reliable ulama. We sit in their company or under their supervision, we read books written by authentic reliable ulama. And we try to understand the do's and the don'ts of our deen, and thereafter we exert effort in making sure that we carry out the do's and we abstain from the don'ts. This should be our goal from today. This should be our goal from today. We want the whole deen to come in our lives. The more the deen will come in our lives, the more the iman will become strong. The more the deen will come in our lives, the more the iman will become strong. And the more the iman becomes strong, the more difficult it will be for shaitan to snatch it away from us when we are going from this world. It is for this reason the pious predecessors and the pious luminaries and the pious people of this time also, they carry out the compulsory don'ts and also the voluntary do's. Tahajjud is not compulsory, but they perform tahajjud also. Ishraq is not compulsory, but they perform ishraq also. Sunnah muakkada is not compulsory or incumbent when you are traveling, but they perform sunnah muakkada while traveling also. The 6 fasts after Ramadan is not compulsory, but they fast also. Abstaining from makruh tanzih is not compulsory, but they abstain from makruh tanzih also. Why? Because the more do's you carry out and the more don'ts you abstain from, the more stronger, more fortified your iman becomes. In order to make your iman strong, firm, if the foundation is very firm and the wall is strong, then the gale or the wind will not be able to bring the wall down. But if the structure is weak, the wall, the bricks and the plaster is also weak, the wind will be able to bring down this wall. If our iman, alhamdulillah, iman is there, but if it is weak as a result of our negligence in amal, then at the time of death to safeguard that iman will be very, very difficult. Very difficult. So let us make a firm resolution, inshallah, that we will carry out all the do's from today, especially the farais and the wajibat and sunan muakkada. And besides the farais, the wajibat and sunan muakkada, we will try our utmost to carry out sunan ghair muakkada also, mustahabbat also. But the trend these days is, it's only sunnah ghair muakkada. It's only mustahab. I always say to my friends and brothers that let us at least for once worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love and not only out of fear. We have 2 rights of Allah upon us. One is the right of azimat and the other is right of muhabbat. Reverence. We have to revere Allah in our hearts. And number 2, we have to love Allah from our hearts. Same with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have 2 rights, azmat and mahabba, reverence and love. How will we know whether we have azmat and mahabbat in our hearts or not? If we carry out the compulsory actions only, then we have azmat but not mahabba. Not love. His azmat is there, reverence is there, that he is great, he will question me, he will punish me. And if we carry out mustahabbat also, sunan also, nawafil also, that is a sign that we love him also. That he will not question me for this, but I love him, so I want to do it. If the father says to the son, I want to see you at the shop from 8 till 4, and the son goes a minute before 8 and leaves immediately after 4, that means he has azmat of his father, but not love. But if he stays after hours and the father says, son, you can go. No, dad, I'm just sorting this out and inshallah I'll go. I don't want to leave it till tomorrow. Then the father knows that he does not have azmat only, he has mahabbah also. Let us begin to worship Allah with mahabbah, with love. With love. When a person goes into sajda, We find from the hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is the nearest to Allah when he goes in sajda. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person cannot be more nearer to Allah than when he is in sajda. Not physically, from the proximity aspect, from the love aspect, that he is very, very near to Allah and Allah has full attention over him. When we go in sajda, do we ever feel, do we ever enjoy our sajda, that I don't want to raise my head because I'm very close to Allah, I'm very near to Allah? When we have to reach somewhere at 10 o'clock and we meet a friend, and we know that I will need at least 15 minutes to reach that destination, we will still carry on talking 3-4 minutes extra, and we will reach our destination late. Why? Because we have love for this brother. When we are in sajda, do we ever feel that I want to say Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala twice more, instead of 3 times I want to say 5 times? No. In fact, when we are performing sajda behind an imam, and if the imam is particular in regards to his postures, and if he says Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala in a decent manner, and we have finished our Subhana Rabbi al-Ala earlier than him, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, then we are anxiously waiting for him to say Allahu Akbar. And sometimes we may feel agitated as well, angry as well. What is the imam doing in sajda? Why is he taking so long? In the month of Ramadan, when we perform 20 rakat tarawih, because it is Sunan Muakkada we perform, because it is Sunan Muakkada, it is to do. And every Musalli will know that the Salah finishes at 10 past 12. And 2 minutes extra, or 3 minutes extra, or 4 minutes extra, we cannot tolerate. In many countries now, including our country, there are certain masajid with a time stipulated for the imam, that he should take 40 minutes in tarawih or 50 minutes in tarawih. And if he does not complete his 20 rakat in those 50 minutes or 40 minutes, he is questioned by the management. This is our situation in the month of Ramadan. This is our situation in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us extra 20 rakats like a dictator, like a king. No, Allah has given us these 20 rakats extra out of love, that in the month of Ramadan, I want to shower you with more mercies, so stand in my court for extra 20 rakats. It's out of love. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There was a very pious personality, I cannot recall his name. When performing his optional salat, he used to go into sajda, and sometimes the sajda would take 15 minutes, one sajda, sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes, he would go as far as 1 hour to one sajda. So some of his students asked him as to why he takes so long in sajda. So he said, whenever I place my forehead in sajda, I remember the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person is very, very close when he is in sajda. Most closest is in sajda. And I feel so much comfort that I am very close to Allah. And in that condition, when I am very, very close, I find so much enjoyment and ecstasy in glorifying my Lord. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And after saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times, the thought enters my mind that if you raise your head, it is possible that before going into sajda a second time or another time, you might pass away and you might not get this opportunity of saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So I increase my tasbih and I say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, 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 just in case I don't get this opportunity again. And then when I make the intention of raising my forehead again, the same foot enters. And the cycle continues. Sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes 1 hour. If we make this our objective, when we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us convince ourselves, I mean it is a reality, it is our belief, that I'm standing in front of my Creator. And He is listening to whatever I am saying. When we are praying, I am talking to my Creator. I am talking to my Creator. Oh Allah, grant me hidayah. Oh Allah, grant me hidayah. Oh, my nafs has overpowered me. Shaitan has overpowered me. So many brothers I have seen changing their lives for the better in my life. But why? Why am I not changing? I'm changing for the, not for the better, for the worse. Oh Allah, only you can save me. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, give me. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove that relationship of fear and create the relationship of love. In the initial stages, we will have to force ourselves to carry out optional deeds. And my friends, remember one thing. Whenever we carry out a good amal, it benefits our inner self. So let's say there is a brother who is not able to perform Fajr Salah. Fajr Salah is Fard. But he comes for Zuhr, he comes for Asr, he comes for Maghrib, he comes for Isha. But he doesn't come for Fajr Salah. That means his spiritual stamina is not strong enough to challenge the nafs at this critical moment when he is sleeping. So what he needs to do is continue coming for Zuhr and perform not only the faraid and the sunan but nafal also. Come for Asr and not only perform the fard salat but perform sunnah ghair muakkada also. Not only perform the fard and the sunnah of Maghrib but nafal also. He will find after 6 months to 1 year that as a result of these nawafil and optional deeds that he was doing, he has achieved extra spiritual stamina and now he is able to wake up for Fajr Salat also. I am concluding now. So what is the homework? We have to learn all the do's and all the don'ts from our respected ulama, from books written by authentic, reliable ulama, and we need to bring them in our lives. We need to exert effort in bringing them in our lives. If we do this, then iman is there, alhamdulillah, already iman will become more stronger. Amal Saleh will adorn our deen. Taqwa will adorn our deen. Istiqamat will adorn our deen. Islam will adorn our deen. And our iman will become perfect. Our iman will become complete. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the success of this world and the success of the hereafter. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Indeed, those people who accept iman and who carry out good deeds, who carry out amal saliha, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill his love into the hearts of the people. So in this world, people will revere him and respect him and love him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those people who accept iman and who carry out amal saliha, they are the best of people. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. If we collectively accept iman and carry out amal saliha, Allah promises that He will make you the rulers on this earth, like He did with the Sahaba, رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ مَجْمَعِينَ. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those people who say our Rabb is Allah, that means who accept iman. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and thereafter they remain with istiqamah, that means with amal saliha. At the time of death, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels will descend. Angels will descend and they will say, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Do not worry, do not grieve. Because we are with you. Do not worry, do not grieve. Don't worry about the qabr. Don't worry about the day of qiyamah. Don't worry about pul sirat. Don't worry about being separated from your near and dear ones. La takhafu wa la tahzanu. Wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. And take glad tidings of that jannat that was being promised to you. Nahnu awliyaukum, we are your friends. في الحياة الدنيا for those moments that you are in this world. وفي الآخرة and we are your friends in the Akhirah. We will remain with you in the grave and give you company. We will, when you are resurrected, we will be with you and we will support you and comfort you, console you. We will guide you to the shade, of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will remain with you when you are reckoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be with you on the pulsirat. And we will remain with you until you enter Jannah. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. For whom? Those people who accept Iman and who have Amal Saliha. Carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts of Allah. We will go on the way with you until Jannah. And in Jannah, what will you get? وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. For you in Jannah will be whatever your heart's desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you in Jannah will be whatever you ask for. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Your Rabb who is Ghafoor and Rahim, forgiving and merciful, will be your host and you will be his guest. Those people who say, our Rabb is Allah, who accept Iman. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, thereafter they remain with istiqamah. That means they have amal saliha. They carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There will be no fear upon them, nor will they grieve. Neither in the grave, neither at the time of death, nor in the grave, nor on the day of Qiyamah, nor on the pul sirat. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those people who accept Iman and who adopt taqwa. Taqwa is to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. They are whom? They are given the honor of being the special friends of Allah. Iman amal-e saliha makes you the special friend of Allah. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. And as a result, when they become the friends of Allah, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Nothing to fear, nothing to grieve about. إن الذين آمنوا. Indeed, those people who accept Iman, وعملوا الصالحات, and carry out عمال صالحة, لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Finally, لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرِ. That is the big success. And after being granted entry into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh my servant, ask for something. Ask for something. What else can I give you? What else? أَزِيدُكُمْ شَيْئًا. Shall I increase something for you? The lowest degree of Jannah will be 10 times equal this world. 10 times multiplied by this world. That is the lowest degree of Jannah. And thereafter Allah will say, the quantity is large and quality will be much, much better. Thereafter Allah will say, أَزِيدُكُمْ شَيْئًا. Shall I give you something more, something extra? So the servant will say, oh Allah, what more do I want? What more do I want? The whole world was big enough for me. You have multiplied it by 10. And look at the quality of Allah, the quality of Jannah. What more do I want? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I will give you something special. وَحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I am making a promise to you that I will always remain happy with you and I will never become unhappy. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is what we need to strive for, my friends. This is, we are forsaking this great success, these great blessings and bounties, and we are running after paltry benefits of this cheap world, of this dirty world. Ohillu alaykum rizwani. Allah promising, I am promising you that I will always remain happy with you and I will never become unhappy. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather to them together again and he will say, Hal azidukum shay'an? Anything extra can I give you? So they will say, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, alam tubayyid wujuhana Have you not enlightened our faces? Alam tudkhilna al-jannah? Have you not granted us entry into Jannah? Alam tunajjana min al-nar? Have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam? Have you not given us this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, yes, I have granted you many bounties. But now comes the king of the bounties. The king of the bounties. Fayakshiful hijab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the veil between himself and the people of Jannah. And the people of Jannah will observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. They will observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ إِيمَان تَقْوَى إِيمَان إِسْلَام إِيمَان أَمَالِ صَالِحَة إِيمَان أَنْ إِسْتِقَامَت This guarantees success in this world and also in the hereafter. Let us strive to bring Islam into our lives or taqwa into our lives or amal-e-salih into our lives or istiqamat in our lives. Carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. Especially, carry out the compulsory do's, abstain from the compulsory don'ts and try to carry out as much as possible the voluntary do's and try to abstain as much as possible from the voluntary don'ts. And in order to do that, whatever effort we need to exert, we should be prepared to do that. If we do this, inshallah, we will acquire success in this world and success in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين Have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين Forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our relatives. Forgive the sins of our dear and near ones. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O أرحم الراحمين Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on Sirat-i-Mustaqim. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to carry out all your do's. And grant us the tawfiq to abstain from all your don'ts. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the deceit of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us your nearness, grant us your love, enlighten our hearts with your recognition, enlighten our hearts with complete iman, complete yaqeen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the love for your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the love for your noble word, the ultimate book, Quran al-Kareem. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to prepare for death and grant us the tawfiq to carry out amal-e-saliha. When we depart from this world, grant us the tawfiq to depart with the kalima emanating from our tongues, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Save us from the horrors of the grave. Save us from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Grant us shade under your throne. Make our reckoning easy. Grant us entry into Jannah without reckoning. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from your wrath. Save us from your anger. Save us from your displeasure. Save us from your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen. Grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. Grant us the tawfiq to do everything that pleases you. Grant us the tawfiq to abstain from everything that displeases you. O Arhamur Rahimeen. Grant us the tawfiq to learn deen and to practice deen and to propagate deen throughout the whole world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept us all. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all acceptance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant our families, our dear ones, our near ones, the whole Ummah acceptance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. And whatever he has sought refuge from, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all the khair of this world and the khair of the hereafter. Save us all from the share of this world and the share of the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, all those brothers, sisters who have requested us to make dua for them or who expect us to make dua for them. O Arhamur Rahimeen, fulfill all their lawful needs of this world and the hereafter. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا